This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission's congressional map now goes to the state Supreme Court for approval. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The new map is largely modeled after Colorado's current congressional boundaries, while making room for the state's newest 8th congressional district. It will stretch along the I-25 corridor north of Denver. The map creates 4 Democratic seats, 3 Republican ones, and a competitive seat. After a lengthy discussion and multiple rounds of voting, commissioners agreed to it overwhelmingly. This caps off the state's new process of having a public commission, not state lawmakers, redraw the congressional boundaries. Statehouse maps are being approved by a separate independent commission and won't be final for a few more weeks. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
I-70 through Glenwood Canyon is open after dangerous flash flooding and mudslides closed it earlier today. CDOT has canceled tonight's scheduled closing for overnight repairs. Forecasters warn of potential flash flooding today in other parts of the state, including areas burned by the Calwood Fire southwest of Fort Morgan and the Cameron Peak Fire in the Rout National Forest. Crews continue to make progress on a small wildfire near Silverthorne. Residents who were evacuated earlier retrieved some of their belongings this morning, but will have to stay away for a few more days. This is CPR News.